Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, internationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's show is dear to my heart. You know that I am a seasoned stair climber. But now I'm going to challenge you. Will I see you at the top? Hustle up the Hancock on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. A stair climbing event extraordinaire. And it's held on the last Sunday in February. This year, February 26th, 2017, benefiting Respiratory Health Association. I have climbed the full climb three times and the half climb twice. They're going to come from far and near. They're going to come from all backgrounds, ethnicities, all ages, short and tall. There'll be over 3,000 climbers. They're going to come to challenge themselves, to fulfill a commitment, to pay homage to those who paid a tragic price to smoke their last cigarette. Young and old, a tribute to determination, no easy task. Ages 6 to 81. I went, I conquered 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. The view from the top of the Hancock, inexplicable. The rush, undeniable. The conquest, a tribute to perseverance and determination. So I challenge you, will I see you at the top? Hello, Gina.
Well, hello, and thank you, Kathy, for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I am so excited. What memories. Now, all of you, I'm introducing you to Gina Swiker. She's the Senior Director of Special Events, Respiratory Health Association. And what is so exciting about this is that our youngest climber is going to be 6 years old, and we have an octogenarian. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to you and tell us why 20 years in celebration. How, when, and where did it all begin?
Sure. Well, this indeed is the 20th anniversary of climbing stairs at Chicago's world-class stair climb. Hustle Up the Hancock began in 1998, and here we are as time flies, celebrating 20 years of people dedicated to living with healthy lungs and clean air for all. On February 26, 2017, that is traditionally the last Sunday of February, more than 3,000 climbers will climb Big John. That's right, Chicago's iconic skyscraper on North Michigan Avenue. People will come, as Kathy said, from all locations. People have come from in the past, and this year will come from approximately 36 different states, from the north, from the south, from the southwest, from the east, and so, so many right here from Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Ohio. So many also come from Michigan and Wisconsin. The majority of the climbers are Chicagoans and those coming in from the outlying Chicago suburbs. We are thrilled to have this amount of people climbing with us. And the good news is you can still register. HustleUpTheHancock.org. If you want to get involved, you can climb with us. HustleUpTheHancock.org. That's www.HustleUpTheHancock.org. You can choose the full climb division, 1,632 stairs. You can choose the CBS2 half climb division. That is 816 stairs. You could be a lung health champion and receive great extra perks and benefits. that include selecting your start time, receiving a commemorative shirt. All climbers will receive a commemorative shirt as well as a commemorative finish line medal. I know, Kathy, you must have a little treasure chest of your finisher medals when you did the Hustle Up the Hancock. And this year, everyone will be receiving a 20th anniversary commemorative medal.
Oh, how exciting. Those of you, I know, that are listening, by the way, get your pen and pad out. This show is going to be archived. Now, after we finish this incredible dedication to healthy lungs and clean air for all, log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on the date, January 17th, and the title is Live with Kathy. See you at the top. Gina, when I lived in Chicago, it was so exciting. On days when I would just be walking Michigan Avenue, and I would stop at the entrance of the John Hancock, and I would look all the way up, and I would go, I don't believe it. I've climbed it 3 times. Now, you're all wondering, what physical condition do you have to be in? When we were in Maui years ago, we loved to run the island. We're runners, too, Bill and I. They had a sign posted. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you go, just finish. So if this is going to be your first time, this is what, January 17th, you have time. I want you to go to buildings. Instead of taking the elevator, climb the stairs. Now, how important, Gina, is it to have the correct shoes? What should their mindset be?
Sure. Well, I can spend a few moments on apparel and shoes. Certainly, this is an athletic adventure and an athletic endurance event. You are in a stairwell, and it will be occupied by several people. So you want to be in apparel that has performance wicking properties, meaning when you're at the sporting goods store, your favorite place where you buy your workout gear, you want to be looking for fabrics and clothing that has performance wicking properties. That means it draws the perspiration off of your body and onto the shirt. So some of the brand names, it could be called Dry Fit or Wick Away. You want to be looking for clothing that is something other than 100% cotton. Cotton is not what we suggest you wear. You want to wear clothing that we pull the perspiration away from you. Anything that you would work out in at the gym or in an athletic fitness class. In terms of your shoes are certainly just as important as the apparel. The shoes should be something that you have been training in already. That also goes hand in hand with clothing. Don't wear your brand new shirt on hustle morning that you've just torn the tag off. You want to train and work out for Hustle Up the Hancock in the apparel that you think you're going to wear on Hustle Event Day. And that's most important for clothing and for shoes, not just those brand new shoes that you pulled out of the box. If you choose to go with a Mizuno brand shoe, which is the official shoe sponsor of Hustle Up the Hancock, anyone over at any participating Fleet Feet sports store here in the Chicagoland area, if you go into the Fleet Feet Sports store in Lincoln Square, Old Town, Elmhurst, Oak Park, any of their fitness and shoe and apparel professionals can gear you and guide you to the right clothing and the right shoe for you.
Now, Gina, let's go back. I want to just do a little sidebar here. I'm interested in why you don't wear cotton when you're climbing. Elaborate on that a little bit more.
Well, cotton holds perspiration. So we don't want you to get chilly. Once your shirt is sweat-soaked in cotton, it then makes you chilly, and you want to wear performance fabrics that are geared toward athletic and endurance sports.
Such as? All right, now I could understand this, cotton. So you're climbing, and it has absorbed all of your sweat and perspiration. So what fabric should they be looking for?
Fabrics that on the tag that's either inside the shirt or hanging on the label. It says dry fit or wick away or performance properties. It could say an athletic performance shirt. You can feel the difference. It doesn't feel like your favorite cotton shirt. It has more of a silky, slippery, cool touch to it other than cotton.
Yeah. All right, where in Chicago would they get this? Be specific.
Sure. So I would recommend Fleet Feet Sports, and they have several locations. You can certainly try other athletic apparel stores, but my recommendation would be Fleet Feet Sports. I'd also suggest that because every climber is going to be getting a shirt, if you choose to wear your commemorative shirt on Hustle Day, you certainly could, because those shirts do have performance wicking properties in them. That's what you're getting as part of your registration fee.
Okay, what about the pants? Should they wear shorts? Should they wear culottes, leg warmers,
right?
What?
Sure. So again, consider that the stairwells will be on the warmer side. Although February in Chicago will be cool outside, indoors the stairwells will be heavily oxygenated, so they do tend to get dry or warm. And so my suggestion always over the course of the last 20 years is to suggest that you wear shorts. And I'm going to say shorts that cover the parts of the body that aren't going to chafe. When you're climbing stairs, you're lifting your legs, and you're in fast motion. So you want to wear apparel that's going to cover the parts of your body, both considering men and women's bodies, covering the parts of the bodies where are most likely to chafe. Our recommendation also is you can purchase a product that you can adhere to those body parts to help reduce the chafing as well. Some brand names are called Body Glide. You might consider that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, how ventilated are the stairwells? People need to know this. Breathing, coughing.
Well, the stairwells are dry. There's not a lot of humidity in the stairwells. The John Hancock Building is a iconic structure, and it was built many years ago by the architect Mies van der Rohe. Also has a street named after him. If you're a Chicagoan, you're very familiar with Mies van der Rohe Street that is parallel to the John Hancock Center. So the building certainly was not built with the foresight that we'd be doing stair climbing in the stairwells, but the building is both residential and commercial, meaning it has commercial tenants and residential tenants. So we do everything we can to provide the best optimum ventilation that the building has for us.
All right, now what about water stations? How much water should they be drinking during the climb?
Sure. Well, this is all tips and training that we provide to you. Once you're registered for the event at hustleupthehancock.org, and you pay your registration fees. For the full climb, the fee is $155. That includes a $55 registration fee and a $100 pledge minimum. The half climb is a little bit less, but all climbers will receive the commemorative shirt and the commemorative medal. Once you're registered, Respiratory Health provides you with constant communication, providing you training tips, apparel
awesome.
And clothing, and shoe tips, and they tell you where all the water stations are. You get a full bottle of Essentia water at the start of the climb. It's a full bottle of water you get at the starting line, and you take that bottle with you. There's additional water stations throughout the stairwells, and then at the completion of your climb, you receive another full fresh bottle of Essentia water.
I have to tell all of you, what memories. I'm sitting here, and I'm getting chills. I know what it's like to be there. What a feeling of accomplishment. Now, just imagine, a six-year-old up to 81 will be challenging themselves. Oh, how awesome is that you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and our guest is Gina Swiger, Senior Director of Special Events, Respiratory Health Association. I know that we touched on this the other day when we were talking. I'm going to have to go online. I have to admit I didn't take out the time to see whose brainchild this was. But can you imagine climbing 94 floors, 1,634 stairs? I think, Gina, my best time was 33 minutes. And I'm still in awe when I'm in Chicago or when I see the background of Chicago and I see the John Hancock. Oh, I get a little heart flutter. Now, if there are people out there that simply don't want to do the climb, but they want to make a donation or volunteer, how do they do that?
Sure. Well, that's a perfect entree into, you know, Respiratory Health Association's mission is to prevent lung disease, promote clean air, and help people live better through education, research, and policy change. And how we do that is by the generous donations and participation by hundreds of thousands of people. Hustle Up the Hancock is just one of the opportunities people have to support that mission. More than 67% of the people who participate in Hustle Up the Hancock have a direct connection back to the cause, meaning they or someone they've loved has been touched by the mission, whether it be touched by lung cancer, they care about clean air and advocacy issues, asthma, or COPD. Those are the areas and initiative that we take pay most attention to here. Those are initiatives. So people can make donations at lungchicago.org. They can volunteer on that day and contribute their time, which is also very important. More than 300 volunteers will give their time, energy, and effort to support more than 3,000 climbers. They'll pass out water. They will cheer. They will aid them. There's medical on site. And so in order to volunteer with an individual or with a group or club, they can look at hustleupthehancock.org and they can inquire about their volunteer opportunities.
How exciting. Hey, all of you listeners, will I see you at the top? Healthy lungs and clean air for all? And I'm really thinking of those who smoke their last cigarette. It happened in our family. I won't go into it. But that, I believe, was one of the reasons why I got so excited and involved in Hustle Up by Hancock. Now, let's just segue into the firefighters. Why? Where are the policemen? Why just the firefighters, Gina?
Well, no, you know, Hustle Up the Hancock is for everyone. Hustle Up the Hancock attracts families, corporations, businesses, friends, family groups, and certainly it attracts firefighters and people of all professions. since the inception of Hustle Up the Hancock in 1998, we have had a contingency of firefighters. That contingency increased after tragic 9/11. Each year we have had firefighters who come out and do Hustle Up the Hancock in memory and in honor of the fallen brethren of 9/11. They come and they climb in their respective fire and ladder shirts. They climb in hats and they climb in boots. This climb is not incorporating turnout gear, but nonetheless, these are firefighters who come and dedicate and raise money to support Respiratory Health Association's mission because they know how important it is to live with healthy lungs and have clean air for all. So, yes, firefighters will be present and they will climb.
Now, all of you that are listening, you could form your own team. Many people, I prefer to climb alone. I've never been inclined to work as a team. Not that I don't think it's important, but if you want the support, the moral support and emotional support, why don't you get together a group of people and do they come up with their own team name, like Hustle Up or See You at the Top or How Exciting? How does a team come together to climb the hustle, to climb the
Hancock? Sure. For someone who wishes to be a leader, a champion, also known as a team captain, that person really takes on the responsibility of starting and creating the team. He or she is one who motivates others, recruits others, perhaps coordinates training, and also often comes up with the team name. Often the team name is to honor a loved one touched by lung disease, or perhaps it's in memory of someone. Oftentimes companies, families, friend groups will have custom T-shirts. That custom T-shirt that they create might recognize their corporation, or oftentimes their custom shirt recognizes someone who's been touched by lung disease. We've seen such creativity over the years with photograph shirts, song lyrics, family creeds. We've seen such a variety. We've seen people from hula skirts to costumes, to just encouraging team camaraderie. Team camaraderie and being social is so key to success of living a healthy lifestyle, training together, motivating each other, encouraging others. So we know that this year we have more than 200 teams who will participate over the course of February 27th, and they will do it for many individualized reasons, but they come together as one large group to climb and hustle up the Hancock.
Now, exciting. Gina, give them, it's the 26th, darling, February 26th,
yes,
not the
so
27th. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So it's Sunday, February 26th, which is the last Sunday of February, and it's the year 2017, obviously. So we're just about six and a half weeks away.
Awesome. Now give them the information again on how to register, how to make a donation, and to volunteer. And remember, all of you, you're listening to Gina Swiger, Senior Director of Special Events, Respiratory Health Association, Hustle Up the Hancock. Will I see you at the top? And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show will be archived. And the link is www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on January 17th. And, of course, the topic, a stair climbing event extraordinaire. See you at the top. So, Gina, if you would just give them the information one more time on how to register, make donations, and volunteering.
Sure. The 20th anniversary of Hustle Up the Hancock benefiting Respiratory Health Association will take place on Sunday, February 26th of this year. You can register, volunteer, or donate at www.hustleupthehancock.org. That's .org. This event incorporates people from all over the United States and certainly Chicagoans right here to climb the iconic John Hancock Center. You know, just a mere 2 years ago, the Hancock building went through dramatic renovations. It has a beautiful new renovated lobby with a water feature. It has a beautiful new entrance into 360 Chicago, which is the observatory. They dedicated and committed thousands of dollars into a beautiful renovation. And so if you haven't visited the John Hancock Center in the last year or two, it's worth coming back to not only participate in Hustle Up the Hancock, but see the beautiful renovations of a stature iconic building on Chicago's North Michigan Avenue. So join us on Sunday, February 26th.
All right, now, Gina, is the renovation, do they have photos of all the work that was done on the Internet?
Oh, yes.
That are out of state, so what do we log on to see the renovation results?
Sure. So that's at 360chicago.com, I believe that address is. You can certainly just search for John Hancock Observatory, and it'll take you there. But I believe the address is 360chicago.com. Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, I know that there's always a party after the event. We have just 3 minutes left, but I want to share with the listeners the $12 million. Has that been raised just in the 20 years?
So, yes, our goal this year is $1.2 million, and over the course of 20 years, this event has helped millions and millions of people in the Chicago area and the state of Illinois. We've raised over $12.5 million. And so,
that is just awesome.
Yes.
Okay, now, mm-hmm. There's party time. Wait a minute. They're thinking, okay, after I've climbed the 94 floors, where's the celebration? Where do they go to celebrate their achievement?
Yes. So the celebration takes place over at the Hilton Suites Chicago, located just footsteps away from the John Hancock Center. And there, the Aurelio's Pizza post-event celebration and expo will take place. Many giveaways, food, drink, music, entertainment is all included in your registration fee. So it is complimentary to you and your guests to come join the Aurelio's Pizza post-event expo and celebration party.
How awesome is that? Because when you really want to celebrate your accomplishment with other people. But I have to tell you, darlings, when you finish the climb, I want you to go to the window, and I want you to look down on Lakeshore Drive. And the cars, they look like little insects. And then when you find, we only have 90 seconds left, when you come to the realization that you have achieved, it's extraordinaire. You've been listening to Gina Swiker, Senior Director of Special Events, Respiratory Health Association, and the Hancock Climb is dedicated to healthy lungs and clean air for all. The date is February 26th. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on January 17th, and see you at the top. Closing statements, darling, we have 53 seconds.
Please, we welcome everyone. Registration is still open. We've added extra time slots to this most demanding event, therefore allowing us more time to take on more people. So, yes, register soon. Register quick. First come, first serve basis. Thank you all, and see you at the top. And thank you for supporting Respiratory Health Association.
Remember now the view from the top, inexplicable, the rush undeniable, the conquest, a tribute to perseverance and determination. All ages, be part of this momentous occasion on February 26, 2017. Thank you so much, Gina, and I'll see all of you at the top. This is Kathy Watson. Au revoir.